We welcome Policy Fellow at the South African Institute of Race Relations, Sarah Gon. How are you?
I'm very well. I've just made, I think, my first successful homemade chopped liver.
Wow. Mazel tov, I think.
Yes, I think.
But that's fantastic. How do you make chopped liver?
I don't know. You sort of squish it all together. It seemed to be I'm not quite sure what it is that makes the one batch that was lousy better than the current batch.
Oh, you know what it is? It's the egg. It's the yellow and the white egg separated and grated on the top.
I think that's right. I think that is right. But who knows?
Sorry, my co-host is Paul this afternoon.
Yes.
And for the next few weeks, he's going to be taking over the afternoon. And he's got some questions for you about Kasatu.
I bet he does, yes.
So, Sarah, where is Kasatu at the moment? We're hearing a lot about competition from new trade federations. We know that bits and pieces of the federation have peeled off, that the Eastern Cape arm left in about 2014. Former Secretary General Vavi started his own party in competition. Where do you see the movement at the moment, and where do you see it going in the future?
Okay. Yes, there's definitely been that movement. COSATU has shrunk. It largely lost or fired or expelled, I'm not sure what the right term is, member unions and officials, and that's where the SAFTU unions sort of picked up and were created. So COSATU has dropped in membership, but it is still the largest federation in the country. And I think it's because of that, added to the fact that it's in alliance with the ANC, that I think the fact that it is, I think it's actually going pretty much nowhere, because almost all its unions are public sector unions now. They've lost most of the unions that serve the private sector, so their lifespan is very, very much linked to and with the ANC's lifespan and problems.
That's a very important trend you identify, Sarah, because, we've seen this. We've seen the biggest growth over the last 5-10 years has been from SADTU and from Nahau and unions like SAMU and miners' unions. They've lost members. I mean, the private sector's been in trouble. Public sector, not so much, because it's got access to all that lovely public money. So what happens? We know that overall, generally all around, the private sector, our households, the public purse, everything is under a lot of pressure. Eskom is sucking money out of the fiscus, so is the SAA. There's a lot of pressure, obviously, before elections to buy Ramaphosa and his new team to be shown to be anti-corruption and to be fighting everything. But there'll be a lot of pressure from the unions. I mean, they'll withhold support and campaigning in the elections, which could hurt the ANC as part of the alliance. Do you have any crystal ball? I know this is a terrible question.
No,
do you have any? What do you think is?
I don't, but in fact, in a way, I would put a bit of a bet on it that the ANC is in a stronger position than COSATU, which is quite strange because a year ago, I think that, or 2 years ago, that situation was different.
Yes.
COSATU had the moral high ground. It could put a lot of pressure on the ANC to do things because of the morally dubious position that that the ANC was in. But I think what has happened is that because of the pressures even now on the state to retrench, COSATU is resisting that with all its might. And it really is, awful as retrenchment is, if anything is going to be turned around in the public sector, it is going to have to include retrenchment as a cost-saving measure. So in that respect, the ANC almost has no choice, which in a way gives it a strong position, whereas COSATU, I think, has made the error of standing up and trying to fight inevitable retrenchments instead of preparing its membership at an earlier stage for dealing with the fact that they are likely to be retrenched.
Sarah Gon, there is so much more I want to ask you on this topic, but I think it's going to have to wait till next week. Thank you so much for coming on and chatting with us and the listeners today. Look forward to chatting next week.
Thank you. I enjoyed it very much. Thanks, Paul.